Getting back to the issue of neoadjuvant treatment in other tumors, particularly breast cancer, this setting's been used to look at short-term predictors of response to systemic agents. Anything like that going on in ovarian cancer?
You know, there was a really interesting report that came out at ASCO a couple years ago that identified a cohort of patients who had an immunophenotype that essentially did very poorly when they were given bevacizumab, actually worse than expected. And actually, it's not, you know, now that we know more about what happens with Bev in the microenvironment, that actually makes some sense. And we're actually designing a trial right now, which will hopefully take advantage of that inducible effect of a immunophenotype in the microenvironment that would provide a survival advantage for the cancer cell. So I thought that was quite interesting. It's very hard to reproduce that kind of thing in a per-patient basis, but as a population, it does raise a lot of new hypotheses. Outside of that, we've not been able to come up with, you know, really clear biomarkers. There was a study that was put together looking at the GOG-218 study that was looking at, you know, levels of VEGF to see if this could be predictive of outcome. And again, there's these associations, but actually identifying on a per-patient basis of who's going to respond and not is still somewhat problematic.